This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president says there's no way to change the trajectory of the pandemic.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000.
The two orders are considered stopgap measures.
The bottom line is this. We're in a national emergency. We need to act like we're in a national emergency.
The orders include more food aid and protections for people looking for a job. Congress is considering a much larger $1.9 trillion package.
Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
Several Republicans have voiced opposition to the Biden plan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection will begin on the week of February 8th. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the article of impeachment charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in Tuesday, with arguments beginning about 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
Not everyone agrees. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Meanwhile, his South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, will present the defense for Donald Trump, the first president to undergo an impeachment trial after leaving office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Visit voanews.com.